Owen and the Soldier and a House of Clouds. Written by Lisa Thompson and read by Lawrence Boxall. Everyone has a secret, don't they? Not a big, fat secret like they robbed a bank or they poisoned their grandma by accident. But small secrets. Something people keep hidden deep inside, hoping it won't bubble up their throat and burst out of their mouth for everyone to hear. Maybe some people secretly wish they could be a stuntman in a Hollywood film, or perhaps they secretly fancy Amelia Carey in Class 9A. Or maybe their secret is something a bit different, like mine. Maybe they like to sit on a bench in the park and talk to a soldier. Not a living, breathing soldier, but a soldier made of stone. There was a stone soldier in our park. The park wasn't really used anymore, except as a shortcut on the way to somewhere else. There was an old toilet block that had bars on the window and was always locked, and there was a tennis court in the middle that was free to use. Someone stole the net last summer, so now it was just a rectangle of tarmac with a fence around it. I walked across the park on my way to and from school. There was a war memorial garden behind some high hedges, and I always looked in at the stone soldier inside. He sat on a bench, all on his own, and one day I saw he looked different. There was a white stain across the top of his cap. I thought someone had scribbled graffiti on the soldier at first, but when I got closer, I realized it was bird poo. There was no one around, so I went in and over to the bench. I got my drinking bottle out of my bag and dribbled some water on top of his head to wash the poo away. The water poured over his cap and ran down his face. I sat beside him on the bench. "There's no need to cry about it," I said, as I watched the water drip onto the dusty ground. "You can't sit there with poo on your head, can you? You'd look like a right idiot." The stone soldier stared down at the floor. He wore a uniform from the First World War and sat leaning forward with his elbows on his knees. I'd looked at the soldier many times as I walked past, but I'd never seen him close up before. There were a few lines across his forehead, and his lips were pressed together. Some of his chin had crumbled away, and half of one of his boots was missing.